Hello, you're tuned to Dusty Radio 104.5 FM, Cooper Pedy's community station. My name's Melissa and I'm about to play you an interview about another important community project. For the past 3 years, Cooper Pedy local Jonathan Fat Clifton has been working to establish the Cooper Pedy Boxing and Fitness Club. While the club is now officially registered, there are still a couple of key elements that need to fall into place for the club to really take off. Jonathan came into Dusty a couple of weeks ago to have a chat about why establishing the boxing club is so important to him, what he thinks it can do for locals and Cooper Pedy as a whole, and what's needed to get it fully up and running. He also wanted to update everyone who's waiting to find out where the project is up to.
Something that I'm passionate about, I've been doing for a very long time, and could see the benefits of that kind of training in a small town like Cooper Pedy.
What are they? What are the benefits of boxing?
Oh, there's heaps. It's heaps. One, fitness, also for mental health, for confidence, for flexibility, for endurance, and being a club, getting around other people and training together.
So that's social?
Yes.
Social well-being stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I've been trying to achieve this for about 3 years. That's why I've come in today, just to spread the word about what I'm aiming to do. Because a lot of people are approaching me about the training, and the biggest hurdle that we're finding at the moment is that we haven't got a facility. So that's why I'm coming to have a chat about and get the word out. We've been looking for a while. We've yet to find a place suitable, fit for purpose, around establishing a boxing club. We have formed officially a club. It's called Cooper Pedy Boxing and Fitness Club. Since last year, and we've just re-registered this year. I'm a registered coach with Boxing SA, done the training, and I am still on the journey of finding a suitable place in Cooper Pedy.
All right, so you're a club without a home at the moment?
Yes.
And how many members do you have at the moment?
We have a couple, but we have been training off and on for fitness only, around, because we haven't got a suitable place. We either train at the oval on the concrete slab outside or in the gym, so being a gym member, and or at people's places, houses or sheds. But space is still that issue. We don't have enough space. I've contributed my time up to, you know, 3 or 4 times a week over the last 3 years to help people.
That's a lot of time.
That is. That is. So yeah. The training sometimes happens or sometimes doesn't. So, but to date, I've offered my time because people are interested to train. But weather is an issue, you know, and that other suitable space. The reason why I've had to train, you know, so many different times of the week is because space again. I could only train 2 or 3 people at one spot at a time,
right?
Because
right.
of the area, yeah. It's so confined. Yeah.
Do you think, just from, you know, you've been looking around for a long time now, is it on your mind to maybe like to have something actually built to get some funding for that?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, we yes, I have spoken to Cooper Pedy Council and Sport and Rec, and they both support in principle the Cooper Pedy Boxing and Fitness Club, which is great. So the idea of building a place, a fit-for-purpose place, could be a part of that option.
Yeah, because, I mean, where else are you going to be able to set up an actual ring or
yes.
that kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah. So having a, you know, a facility, you need, you know, potentially a boxing ring, but that you can't take that down and put that back up.
Yeah.
It needs to be, a place just for that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, building, you know, a facility would be fantastic.
I just want to take a step back. As you mentioned at the beginning, that boxing has, I'm paraphrasing you here, it's not exactly what you said, but given a lot to you. Well, you got a lot out of it.
Yeah, so I've been doing boxing training for a very long time, on and off, and it was something that I learnt that I had to do when I was little, with my brothers and cousins and all of that. But also my father, my foster father that grew me up, he taught me the basics of fighting because he was an old fighter himself back in the day. And that was a way for us to connect. And so that passing down of boxing, the love of boxing, I'm now passing it on to other people, I believe.
What would you say to people who are like, oh, boxing's really violent. Why would you want to, you know, get people to, you know, engage in that kind of behaviour?
It can be, but in the right environment, the benefits, if it's taught the right way, what we see on TV and YouTube and all that kind of stuff isn't how a boxing club or a karate club or a judo club or whatever, the values behind that teaching of that sport are more in line with teaching people the right way instead of the wrong way. So Cupidity Boxing and Fitness Club has a vision. So we've put together a vision is to improve members' physical, mental and emotional well-being. And our mission is through the love of boxing, create a safe space for members to train.
What does a safe space mean?
A safe space means somewhere you know that you can come to train, but also if you need to talk, if you need to get your frustrations or get your anger out or get whatever out on a boxing bag, that's what I understand a facility, a training place is to be. Our foundational, our values, we've put together three. One is respect. Respect the sport of boxing, yourself and others. So everyone that walks through the door comes with a different background, different life experiences, but we respect everybody. The discipline is encouraged to uphold a high level of training around boxing and the club. One, two, you might just want to do it for fitness. That takes a high level of discipline, but you might want to compete. So whatever you do learn, it's there for your benefit, but you don't use it to go out and hurt people. That's the wrong way or the wrong thing to do. The last one is control, the last value that I really uphold. So you have control of how you learn your technique that you are learning, and you have control of that. But then you also have control of what you do learn when you go out into the community. You have to take responsibility for your actions.
So this is a place where it's built on boundaries. This is a place you can go to let that stuff out, but in a respectful way. So you might be boxing on with someone, but you have an inherent respect for yourself, for that person you're actually boxing with.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. And that's the power of boxing. It has that ability to unite people within a club, but outside of that club, there's also other clubs around the state. And the goal for Boxing Australia is to create an avenue for Australian champion or state's champion or Olympic champion or Commonwealth Games champion. And we may have one of those walking around this town right now.
I can see it. Like, it feels really, you can touch it, right?
Yeah.
You can just imagine watching the Olympics.
Yes.
And there's a Cupidity kid or,
yes,
you know.
Yep. That's what I can see. That's the power of boxing and this avenue. And I just want to help try to create that within Cupidity. I've been trying for 3 years, like I said earlier. But some people don't want to compete, which is fine, which is great. But if you want to learn something new to improve your fitness, to improve your health, improve your mental health or improve any parts of your life, we need a facility to be able to do that from.
All right. So just a little step back. Who is welcome to participate in this club?
Once we do get a space, we would be looking at over 18s first. but then looking at developing youth programs, I would, within that space, be looking at developing youth programs, diversion programs, to help our young people who don't have much to do in this town. We haven't got the football anymore, but I know Father Paul and others are, you know, are helping in that space, which is fantastic. But we've seen the success of diversion or youth programs in line with boxing training, you know, right across Australia, right across, you know, in Adelaide and wherever else, Alice Springs, WA, you know, there's these diversion programs which uses boxing as that mechanism to help young people. That's where I'd be looking, but that's in the future.
Yeah. Is it for women and men?
Yes.
Men yep. and women, yep.
Yes, okay. men and women. Anybody?
Yeah, anybody? You know, people non-binary.
Yes, yep. There's a big push within Boxing Australia for women to participate more within boxing. So there is that avenue for young ladies who want to try it out.
All right. So what can the community do?
Community can either contact myself, Jonathan Fat Clifton, or Dusty Radio, around gaining some more information or want to chat or interest. But also what we are looking for is a bit of funding around supporting the club. Like I said earlier, we are working in partnership with Sport and Rec, who are on board to help. So in that space, there might be funding out there that can help, or government funding or state or whatever, that can help us in our journey to get a place established.
All right. So if people know of anything like that, they're part of a network of funders,
yes.
Get in touch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, to get in touch with us at Dusty, you can email us at radiodusty@gmail.com or send us a text 0402-547-277 or give that a call. And to get in touch with you, Jonathan.
So there is I've got an email, qpityboxing@gmail.com. That would be a great place to communicate.
Great. Now, I know, you're saying you need the space and it might be like one of those build it, they will come situations.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the meantime, though, is it still okay for people to get in touch if they want to be a boxer?
At this stage, all we can do is just gather people's interest.
Yep.
So because we haven't got a facility, this is why I've come on also, is to get the word out to those people. I get asked nearly once a week by somebody. So getting the word out there that we are looking to establish a place so anybody or everybody can come to train together.
Yeah.
Once we do get established.
All right. So don't lose heart. It's going to happen. You're just working hard to make it happen.
Yep. And that's why I've come on to Dusty Radio in Kibapiti to get the word out to, the broader word out there. There might be someone out there that can help.
Thank you, Jonathan. I really am so glad that you came in. Is there anything else you want to share about the project?
I guess if there are people out there looking to do the same thing, establish some kind of facility, please get in contact with myself, because like-minded people in this space around this boxing, if we can work together on it, that'd be fantastic. And just lastly, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone so far that's helped and that's been a part of the journey. And you know who you are, but I'll just throw some names out there. Jordan, Yanni, Cherish, Gwen, Ronan, Kai, Leona, Darnell, who's helped support me and the boxing club so far. There is a lot of interest out there, and those others that are interested, I do appreciate the conversations that I've had with you, and we will get to work together very soon. Also, I would like to reach out and encourage companies that are in the town that are driving in and out or flying in and out to actually reach out. And if you want to help Kibapiti, this is a great way to be able to do that. All we need to do is sit down and have a chat.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That
was Jonathan Fat Clifton there speaking with me back in mid-February about the Cooper PD Boxing and Fitness Club he's been working to establish for the past 3 years. As you heard there, Jonathan has a lifetime experience with boxing and strongly believes in the sport's ability, under the right conditions, to encourage physical, social and emotional well-being. He was there just letting us know that all that's needed to get the club properly up and running is a dedicated space. So if you know of any funding the club could access toward that goal, or if you've got any other ideas about achieving it or want to work together with Jonathan toward the goal, please do get in touch with him and the club via the following email address. It's cooperpdboxing@gmail.com. Also, feel free to send him a message if you want to register your interest in joining the club as well. And if you missed any of that interview, it will be replayed after the 5:30 p.m. news tomorrow. Now let's go to a couple of tracks requested by Jonathan, starting off with This Generation from Roachford, and then we'll listen to White Troopy from Young BK.
This one for my people. I'm missing home, man. I need to go back home.
Seth got the waves.
Jimmy on the beat, boy.
Cruising out bush and dad's white troopy. Spirits are aligned, so you can't move me. I need to escape, so please excuse me. But if I stay too long, you might lose me. Cruising out bush and dad's white troopy. Spirits are aligned, so you can't move me. I need to escape, so please excuse me. But if I stay too long, you might lose me. Caught in the trap with the spirits of my past. Gotta go back to things I never had. Gotta close the gap and gotta move fast. Just cause I'm black, my culture is a rash. We are not these people that they claim we be. We don't all throw spears, we don't all run the streets. My culture is alive, but it's broken inside. We're moved to the side for glory and pride. Play us like toys, stole our girl and boys. We cry. Our sights are destroyed, but I hope you enjoy the ride. Cruising out bush and dad's white troopy. Spirits are aligned, so you can't move me. I need to escape, so please excuse me. But if I stay too long, you might lose me. Cruising out bush and dad's white troopy. Spirits are aligned, so you can't move me. I need to escape, so please excuse me. But if I stay too long, you might lose me. How we cry for peace, multiple times you lie to see. But our numbers are increased, yeah, you know we stay discreet. I got brothers who run the streets, and ones who roam the heat. From the land where the opal bleeds, where the desert meets the seas. Following the breeze, dad give me the keys. I wanna drive, please, foot flat, floating with the trees. Ain't much you can say to me, when I'm in that driver's seat. I'm moving with ease, heading back to my country. Can't wait till my hand got a can of Bun D, not 1D. Don't need that, I beat up, kick back and relax my feet. Up, turn the beat up, pack it when he blues, but the dudes got the heat up. Can't keep up, dad on the wheel, got the speed up. Cruising out bush and dad's white troopy. Spirits are aligned, so you can't move me. I need to escape, so please excuse me. But if I stay too long, you might lose me. Cruising out bush and dad's white troopy. Spirits are aligned, so you can't move me. I need to escape, so please excuse me. But if I stay too long, you might lose me.
The power of boxing is that you grow to be humble within the sport. I believe that because I've seen it. It's a humbling sport. You get humbled in so many ways around that you've always got something to learn. You never know everything about the sport, so you never stop learning. And that's the power of boxing. That's why I don't like talking about myself in that space. But as a coach, as someone that wants to learn and teach people in a humbling way, in a positive and respectful way, that's why I want to do this. I've got no other agendas around it. I just want to help Cuba Petey and people within this through boxing to better them, you know, to better themselves.